lost has been on my mind. Can't think about just one more time.
something the Bible of the one is worth. When it says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, I heard that some sheep has bought New Jersey last week, and you suckers ain't getting nothing. Is Holly Robber really wrong when you wander around with a napkin on, with a bell on a stick, and your hair is all gone? The geek shall inherit nothing.
So you sound like a bum dude, and you're up against the wall. But you ain't really got no deal at all. Because what they do in Washington,
they just take care of number one and number one in you. You ain't even number two. You ain't even number two. Oh, those Jesus freaks, well, they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all fucked up. And they don't even care if the church take a cut. Ain't it great when you got so much out there? So what do you do? Eat that pork, eat that ham, that gay joke on Billy Graham, Moses, Aaron, and Abraham, they're all a waste of time. And it's your ass that's on the line.
It's your ass on the line.
Do what you wanna, do what you will, just don't pass it up your day.
Thank you. Chuck started Persuasions. We got the name of Persuasions from the Bible. Because when we started, God said, there's no way you can stay in show business singing without a band. So we went to the Bible, and Jimmy said, I got a name for us. He said, we're going to call ourselves the Persuasions. He said, why? Because Christ had to persuade people to follow his teaching. What better name for us? And we're going to sing without a band, call ourselves the Persuasions.
Oh, yeah!
I asked the question of our producer, Mr. David Gantz, while we were in the studio recording the Might As Well album. I said, well, where did Grateful Dead get the name Grateful Dead? The story goes, there was a stranger walking down the road in the Island Hotel. A stranger was walking down the road and he came upon a dead body. Everybody was walking around a dead body, but the stranger picked the body up, took the body to the funeral home, and gave him the proper burial. Well, the stranger came upon hard times, and the spirit of the dead man came back and helped the stranger through the hard times, thus the Grateful Dead. It's sort of funny. 39 years ago, we started singing without a band, and now the Persuasion meet the Grateful Dead. I still feel a spiritual connection because the music is so beautiful. Of course, my name is Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah.
Beautiful love song that was written by Jerry Garcia and Robin Hood. It goes about something like this. Enjoy.
Listen to the river sing sweet songs.
Mr. James Washington.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet Joe Russell. Mr. Raymond Sanders. Hello. Greatest bass singer in the world, Mr. Jimmy Hayes. Hopewell, Virginia. Hopewell.
And our lead singer, Mr. Jeremy Lawson.
www.thepersuasions.com, Jerry Lawson 22, at hotmail.com, that's the deal, Jerry Lawson. Love to hear from you, we'll talk to you.
You can almost taste the hot dog, French fries, they say.
Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. The boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk.
Won't you lay down?